Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, objectively, not as bad as ABC's presidential debate a few weeks ago, which will no doubt go down as one of the worst debate performances by the moderators in history. CBS's vice presidential debate Tuesday night didn't fare much better. Liberal moderators Margaret Brennan and Nora O'Donnell were so desperate to make Senator J.D. Vance look bad, they repeatedly broke the rules of the debate to fact-check him. And their so-called fact-checks were so wrong that Vance at one point had to call them out for it. With us now to recap the debate is Curtis Houck with Newsbusters. Curtis, brother, it wasn't as bad as the presidential debate, but the moderator's bias was on full display, wasn't it? I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, good evening, John. Good evening, folks in Kansas and Wichita. This was one of those debates where you objectively could say they weren't as bad, but I would argue maybe, I'm just going to go on a limb, they were just as bad, if not worse, because they had a level of sanctimony about them.
They were so sanctimonious. They were so sanctimonious. And what I loved is when they would fact check Vance by asking Tim Walz to fact check him.
Right, to respond. Yes. So like, okay, so folks, think about this. David Muir and Lindsay Davis, you know, they had their little fact checks, but they admitted, or at least Lindsay Davis in her profile with the Los Angeles Times, admitted afterward that they had these fact checks prepared in advance. So if you would go back and listen, a lot of these fact checks kind of sound like they're canned lines, whereas with Margaret Brennan and Nora O'Donnell, it was, they had these ready. But and what was so condescending about them was they weren't like, you know, with Lindsay Muir or Lindsay Davis and David Muir, President Trump, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. J.D. Vance would finish speaking, and then they would be like not even looking at him. They would be like, well, this and this and this and this. And J.D. Vance was like, you know, like, okay, a simple no would have sufficed. You know, it's like the end of Billy Madison. Like,
right.
You know.
Well, what I loved was
what's going on here.
The whole point was CBS News agreed that they would not fact check either candidate, but would leave it up to the debaters to do that. Now, the fact that Tim Walz is incapable of doing it should be irrelevant. It wasn't the job of the moderators. I mean, Curtis, at what point are these candidates? No wonder Donald Trump isn't going to do another debate. At what point are candidates just going to stop agreeing to these?
Right. There's no reason he should. Well, and I think this also kind of bleeds into what's going to be happening tomorrow night, where there's going to be a 60 minutes interview for Kamala Harris, but nothing for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's team correctly was like, yeah, we got screwed in 2020 and you guys are a biased network. yeah, we're not going to play games with you on 60 Minutes. You know, Scott Pelley to take his glasses off and wag them at you. He was the guy who said during Trump's presidency, it was another day of presidential statements divorced from reality.
Right.
You know, very pious kind of guy.
Well, who the hell watches 60 Minutes anymore anyway? I mean,
right, except the Democratic base.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So that's really the key here. You saw also that Kamala Harris is going to be doing a number of interviews this week. She did the Call Her Daddy one, which Brian Stelter is like defending. This basically is a sex advice columnist. You know, we used to work for Barstool Sports, kind of bro esports platform, but now she struck out on her own. And Brian Stelter's defending her. She did that interview last week when she was supposed to be helping out with hurricane relief efforts, okay? And when Israel was being attacked by Iran. She's talking to Colbert this week. She's also going on The View, and she's talking to Howard Stern.
Oh, wow. So that's all going to be tough questions. She's going on The View.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. That'd be like Donald Trump doing, you know, an interview with Mark Levin. I mean, you know. Come on.
Hannity, you know, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Like, honestly. And they go after those interviews all the time. The Stelters of the world lose their minds. They're losing their noodles on a constant daily basis, talking about the worst questions that Donald Trump was asked or whatever in their mind. Whereas, you know, they don't do that with their own because they don't care.
Right.
Okay.
No.
And Tim Walz was completely incompetent. He was exposed. And what was interesting was in the post-debate analysis, there was a combination of people caught with their pants down. They really didn't know what to do. CBS was kind of fumbling over their words. John Dickerson and Cecilia Vega didn't really know what to say. You also had people like on CNN attacking Tim Walz, saying, oh, maybe he had too much debate prep. This is what happens when you prepare too much. That's what Dana Bash
is doing. Oh, yeah, that's it, all right.
Or you had other people say that, well, he was still better on the substance. That was what Rachel Maddow did. Well, he may have fumbled around or whatever, but he was right on the facts.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I'm friends with school shooters. What?
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
We're
talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. So you guys at MRC, that's a media research center, did a study, and this kind of media bias shouldn't surprise anyone, because according to the study, during the 2 months from July 21st, which is when President Biden left the race, through September 27th, your analysis reviewed all 346 minutes, which, by the way, I don't want it that job, by the way, but you reviewed all 346 minutes of campaign coverage, and the results were obvious. 89% of the coverage of Democrats of Walz was positive, and 89% negative coverage for J.D. Vance. I mean, wow, you couldn't do this on purpose if you tried.
Right, and what was interesting when you kind of dig into some of these numbers is when they talked about the substance, it was really the framing, which you also saw in the debate, was on the terms of Democrats. You know, with the economy, they'd be like, well, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz today proposed, they want to do this, and they want to do this, and they want to do this, and oh my gosh, isn't this great? Oh, I wonder who's going to pay for it. Back to you. You're like, wait, hold on a second. You know, you're kind of skipping over a really important part there.
Right.
We're talking about abortion. You know, the limits in codify Roe sounds good to us. Back to you. It's like, wait, whoa. Hold on a second.
Right. And they never ask the you've been in office for 4 years. Why didn't you do it 3.5 years ago question either? Right. Never ask that.
The interesting thing was the positive coverage of the praise of their policies we found came from voters. Which was interesting, which was something we also didn't see on ABC, because if folks will remember our 100% positive study going into the presidential debate on ABC's World News Tonight, we found that there had not been a single interview with a Trump Vance voter or a voter offering praise of the Republican ticket.
Right.
Which is, just absolutely remarkable stuff. And this goes to the complete disconnect. John, it's really important for folks to understand the Democratic base in the news media. They believe this election should be fought over abortion in January 6th. OK, because that was the other angle that they clung to. They completely ignored, for some people like Tim Walz, didn't even participate in the debate. You know, they were just going to ignore the fact that he was terrible and he completely choked. You know, J.D. Vance was slick. That was the other thing we noticed. He's slick now.
Yes.
You know, we got to figure out that word. But we got to make this election about January 6th. And it's like, people have just had their homes wiped away off the map, right. off the map in Western North Carolina. And you're like, well, we want to talk about January 6th.
And there's no FEMA funding because they've spent it all on housing and benefits for illegal aliens. But they don't, you know.
They're like, right. No, we didn't do that. We actually took them. This much money was budgeted for these people.
Right.
And this much money was budgeted for those people. And I'm like, wow.
Well, then let's reappropriate that. Here's a novel idea. Let's spend it on American citizens instead of those who came here illegally and are criminals. But what a novel idea. Curtis, as always, I appreciate you, brothers. If folks want to see that study that MRC did, or if they want to connect with you, they can find it at newsbusters.org, correct?
Correct. Newsbusters.org, at Newsbusters on X, at the MRC on X. And I am at Curtis Houck, H-O-U-C-K.
Thank you. I was going to make sure we spelled that. I appreciate you as always, brother. Have a great rest of your Sunday evening.
You as well. Carry on, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.